We awoke to the disturbing news this morning that one of our Michigan State police heroes had been shot in the line of duty. Wanted to get the latest on that. And also, somewhat consequentially, the whole idea of the shot spotter system and how important that can be to both protect officers and protect the community. This has been up for a vote, up for debate for months now. It was supposed to come to a head today. Let's get the latest on it from WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson. Lloyd, good afternoon.
Hey, Guy. Once again, Detroit City Council postponed for a week a vote to use $7 million in American Rescue Plan Act funds to expand ShotSpotter technology throughout the city. But they did vote to use $1.5 million in general funds to expand the technology through 2023 in the 8th and 9th precincts where ShotSpotter is already used. Technology detects the sound of gunfire and pinpoints where it came from so police can respond. Detroit police say the technology has caused a 27% drop in gun crimes in the precinct that used ShotSpotter. While council took public comment in favor of ShotSpotter, the majority of residents were against spending $7 million in ARPA funding on the technology and said the money would be better spent on the social ills that feed crime, like poverty, lack of affordable housing, and mental health. Some council members asked if there was an alternative funding source rather than ARPA funds, like possibly the police budget, where there are currently 352 vacancies. Council member Coleman Young III was frustrated by yet another postponed vote.
I think it's wrong for us to have these debates and have these discussions and have these folks come down here and have them take time out of their lives on this serious issue where fathers have buried their sons and mothers have buried their daughters, and infants have shed blood on the street, for us to have this motion, for us not to even vote on it today.
Chief White apologized for being stern with council after being up since 1 a.m. at a shooting scene of a state police trooper in Detroit. He says we can use both the technology and social services to reduce crime.
I need this council to stand with me, to pound the table for what's right, and not protect perpetrators of crime, but protect these victims of crime while supporting reducing crime by these additional services. It is not an either or, it's an and I am all for the and.
Meanwhile, Michigan State Police have two people in custody after one of their own was shot and critically wounded outside of an apartment building near Telegraph and I-96 on Detroit's west side about 1:30 this morning. The 10-year MSP veteran was shot multiple times while he and other members of a narcotics unit were conducting undercover surveillance in the area. The state trooper was taken to Sinai Grace Hospital, where he was listed in critical condition, but he has now been upgraded to stable. The shots were fired from one of the apartments at the building on Riverview Street, and two people got away, but MSP used video and helicopter surveillance to locate the suspects and make a traffic stop, taking them both into custody. Now, State Police First Lieutenant Mike Shaw says the trooper still has a long way to go. He'll probably need some surgery and the prayers of the public. Guy?
Well, they certainly have the prayers of the public, and I hope everybody within the sound of our voices will do that. Lloyd, it just leaves you shaking your head. We're not going to call them the Detroit City Council anymore. We're going to call them the Detroit Postponement Bureau or the Detroit Procrastination Bureau. They don't make a decision. Whether it's Gilbert's tax abatements or whether it's this, they dither and deliberate every good idea to death.
Let me tell you, I was really surprised that they kicked it down the road another week. And, you know, Coleman Young, who usually, you know, is not, you know, very outspoken like that. Him and the president, council president, kind of got into it. I didn't play the whole cut there, but they went back and forth. They were going back because he was like, listen, are we going to do something with this or are we just going to keep kicking it down the can and wasting people's time with all of the comments and the debates and all of this? What are we going to do? So now they're trying to say maybe we can use funds out of the Detroit police budget to fund the $7 million, but now if you take it out of the Detroit police budget when you have 352 vacancies there, that keeps Chief White from hiring more police officers, which we need.
It's still cutting off your nose to spite your face. And a lot of the social spending, yes, can that be helpful? Potentially, but this is about protecting people. This community will not grow unless you protect the residents first.
Definitely.
Lloyd, thanks so much. I don't know what more they can say in the next week that will change those minds or the misguided philosophy that's there. Thanks so much, sir. We appreciate the reporting.